36. Alright, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Reese. Welcome back again to another episode on the podcast. Today we are talking about Sword Art Online, Gone Girl Online returns with a season 2 trailer as well as a release window. Now, the first trailer for Sword Art Online, Gone Girl Online season 2 has been released, revealing the premiere window for the new Sword Art Online anime spin-off. 6 years after its original release, Sword Art Online, Gone Girl Online is returning for its sequel anime TV season. According to the official Sword Art Online English, X, formerly Twitter account, Gone Girl Online Season 2 will air this October of 2024. In celebration of the 2024 release date confirmation, a new anime visual and teaser trailer for Gone Girl Online was released. Japanese voice actor Tomori Kosunoki, best known for her roles in the likes of Zomp 100, Bucket List of the Dead, Chainsaw Man, and Spy Classroom, returns to the role of Karen Kohirumaki, also known as Lien. In addition to Kosunoki, Yoko Hikasa will resume her role of Elsa Kanzaki, alongside Kazuyuki Okitsu as Goshi Asogi, also known as M, and Chinatsu Akasaki as Miyu Shinohara / Fukazoro for season 2. Studio 3HZ is once again in charge of animation. Yosuke Kuroda is credited with the series composition for both season 1 and season 2, while Yoshio Kosakai remains as character designer for the series. Unlike the main Sword Art Online series, Gone Girl Online is based on a light novel spin-off series written by Keiichi Sugisawa and illustrated by Kohaku Kuroboshi. The series takes place after the fallout of the VR MMORPG Sword Art Online incident that trapped 10,000 players in an online video game, resulting in a temporary worldwide decline in VR. However, the launch of the Amusphere, a successor to the controversial Nerve Gear, reignites interest in VR gaming. An abnormally tall university student named Karen partakes in an online game called Gone Girl Online, using it to live out her desired life as a cute and short avatar named Lelen. Season 1 of the anime aired from April 8th to June 30th, 2018, for a total of 12 episodes. Sword Art Online, alternative Gone Girl Online Season 1 is available to stream on Crunchyroll and Hulu. The main Sword Art Online anime series is likewise available on Crunchyroll, including its most recent movie, Sword Art Online Progressive Chasseur of Deep Night. A new theatrical movie is currently in production. Good news for you Sword Art Online lovers. I know this is a spin-off and not necessarily connected to the main series, but this is content towards that series. I have not yet seen the whole series in terms of every single part of the series, like the Alice version of the Sword Art Online. But I feel like besides the spin-offs and that part of Sword Art Online, I just need to do a little bit of catching up. It's been a while since I've been making updates on news in general on anime, and that's because of me taking personal time to heal due to my health. But now that my health is back on track, I will be coming back at you guys and giving you guys the latest of news that tend to come up within the anime community. If you guys enjoy this anime news on a podcast, don't forget to get ready for October, because I feel like this is going to be a good season to get into. As well as that, there's going to be a lot more anime episode reviews probably on anime series that I feel like we should be watching, maybe like, I don't know, Solo Leveling if it's not done yet. But yeah, there's another anime like Ninja Kamui that I've been interested in. But anyways, not to make this too long, take care of you guys' health, drink a lot of water, and make sure to get 8 hours of sleep. I'm out. Peace.